At a historic cemetery in Raleigh, North Carolina, a Mexican tradition has found a home. Not far from the tombs of Confederate dead, a festival related to Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, is now observed by hundreds of local residents, from school children to veterans' families. For member station WUNC, Aaron Sanchez Guerra visits the scene.
Are you almost done?
Almost. I can see the finish line.
At the historic Oakwood Cemetery, Raleigh community members are preparing for an indigenous Mexican holiday that has taken root not far from the tombstones of Confederate generals.
I like the flowers.
Can you guess how many there are?
5,786.
3,500.
Whoa.
Peter Marin takes a quick break from the ofrenda, or altar offering, that he's building in the front fields of the cemetery. The kids are blown away by the handmade paper flowers. Ofrendas are built for Dia de los Muertos to invite the dead back, so they can visit who they left behind on Earth. Marin has made these since he was a boy in Mexico. Now he's an artist and makes them for the public.
At the cemetery, which is the best place for it, there's something about it being in situ, that this is where this happens. This is the place for this.
An Aztec dance team descends upon the ofrenda fields. Ceremonial smoke from a tree resin called copal wafts up to invite the good and ward off the bad.
Para que se vaya la mala vibra.
Mala vibra, bad vibes.
And when the Spanish arrived in the Americas, it was too expensive to import frankincense and myrrh. And so they started using copal in religious ceremonies. So the Catholic Church also uses it.
Syncretism. Things coming together.
Marigold flowers, known as cempasúchil, will attract the souls of the hundreds of muertos, the beloved dead, whose portraits sit on the community altar. Angela Salamanca unwraps photos to place on the ofrenda.
This is my grandfather, my grandmother. This is Martica. Martica used to be our chef at Centro when we first opened. She's from Panama.
It all started years ago at the Mexican restaurant that Salamanca owns as a small public ofrenda. It moved to the cemetery, and pictures appeared overnight. It turns out hundreds wanted to remember their muertos, even those who had never observed Dia de los Muertos.
I even had somebody call and ask me to print a picture of a World War II veteran that is buried here in the cemetery and put it on the ofrenda. And when I came back, sure enough, there were like 20 extra pictures.
For Marin, it's about keeping the door open to the tradition, grieving and remembering as a community.
Death is the only thing that binds us for sure. And if we can celebrate death together, well, we've taken a huge step.
For NPR News, I'm Aaron Sanchez Guerra in Raleigh.
The story was reported through a collaboration between NPR and Religion News Service. The U.S. Forest Service is having a tough time hiring and keeping firefighters. So a new working group is trying to help women firefighters stay in their jobs. You can hear more about it later today on All Things Considered. Tune in on your radio, smartphone, or smart speaker.